You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. I'm actually out of the building at this point on a different part of campus. I called and talked with Dan Zwicker yesterday about the marketplace, so no exact update with the numbers from the CME group this morning, but we did discuss his longer-term cycles. I asked him just exactly what they are.
Well, there's all kinds of lengths of cycles, but, you know, being primarily in a career that dealt with giving farmers advice, I kind of specialized in probably what I would call intermediate cycles that were in length anywhere from 10 to 20 weeks. And then kind of went a little larger. We do have what we call kind of like a 45-week cycle, which is kind of like a yearly seasonal cycle. And that kind of explains why seasonal lows don't necessarily come all the time at the same time. There's a difference in that. Sometimes we have our seasonal lows in early June or July if we have a weather problem. Other times we'll have them in a normal year, it would be usually in October. In maybe a real bearish year, a lot of times those cycles will maybe not bottom until December. And then I go the next notch to try to take a look at what the bigger picture looks like from 50,000 feet. And that's kind of looking at the longer term 27-year cycle that I watched. And it's broken down into like three 9-year cycles. And then you can kind of take those 9-year cycles and kind of break them down into, you know, a couple 4.5 to 5-year type cycles. Now, one thing that we have to keep in mind in cycles is that there's a very high variance factor. And that's why a lot of traders don't like to use cycles, is because a variance factor of on a short-term cycle, you may have to have a variance cycle, a variance of up, maybe upwards of 20%. So like on a 10-week cycle, that would give you kind of almost a 4-week window to look for a bottom, anywhere from 8 weeks to 12 weeks. And then, of course, if you get into a 20-week cycle, then that would be, you know, a 20% variance would be between 16 and in 24. So a lot of traders don't like to use them. They don't have the patience for those. And then when you get into your longer term cycles, when you start talking about like a 5-year or 6-year cycle, then we're talking about a whole year. You know, maybe you might use a 10% variance on the larger cycles. And that would give you, you know, like on a 5-year cycle, that would give you a plus or minus 5 months, or basically a whole year. But I found it useful over the years because when I first got started giving advice to farmers back in the 70s, when markets started to move during the days of the Russian big demand factor, farmers would always ask me, what should I do with my grain? You know, I don't need the money now. But I'll be needing it maybe, you know, in 60 days or 90 days. And the only way I could really answer that question, and that is why I went back and started looking at rhythms in price action. That gave me at least a handle. I'd say, well, in the past, the market would kind of maybe put in a price low every 10 weeks. Put in a price high of some kind every 10 weeks, plus or minus a couple weeks. So that was my way of at least approaching it from a market advisory service, that I said, well, I think you your best shot would maybe be 5 weeks from now. You definitely want to avoid making any sales 10 weeks from now because maybe a cycle low is due. Now, bringing it home to the current situation, I kind of view the period that we went through between 2008, let's say, and 2012. I think we're going to look back at that as a 27-year cycle high period. starting from the 2000 low. If you count out 27 year cycles, 27 years from the 2000 low, it would kind of tell you that we would maybe have a major low come into the market sometime in the middle 2020s. And that's basically what it meant is if you take half of that 27-year cycle, you kind of go up for 13 years and you kind of go down for 13 years. And if you want to call 2012 kind of as the high, then you would add 13 years onto this 2012, and that would put you, you know, sometime you'd have a major low in the market around 2022 to 2025. Where I think we're at in this thing is if I go back and compare it to 1970, 71, 73, 74, is that we had a real hard decline into the 1977. We lost half our value. Even back in the early 70s, we had, you know, $12 beans and we had $4 corn. And by 1977, prices had dropped back to $2 or less on corn and went below $4 or below $5 at soybeans after being at $5. So I kind of think this is where we're at in the cycle. And now we should be in a period here that I think the market is going to rally somewhere into the 2000 or 2020, let's say, and then we fall back into a 27-year type cycle low. Now, if history would repeat itself, we go back into the 70s, and that last phase, after we had our big highs in the early 70s, that phase between 77 to 1980 to 1981 was done through basically massive inflation that basically got out of control. Inflation was running at 12 to 18%. And I think this is kind of where we're at in the marketplace, is that we're going to be entering a massive period of inflation. And the reason why I say that is that there's never going to be a good time to really raise interest rates. We've been at 0% interest rates now for so long, for 10 years or whatever, and now the Fed may take a move this week here with a 0.25% jump, but I'm not sure they're going to do that because the recent consumer price index information said that we're actually consumer prices are declining. So we are still in a so-called recession mode or deflationary mode. So I know as crazy as it sounds, and this is why we're in trouble here, is that around the world, we have seen currency devaluations and in Japan and China and in Europe. So now that makes our goods and services very expensive in the world market. So to counter that, the Federal Reserve Board could go into another quantitative easing program, which basically is code word for we want to devalue our currency to stimulate the U.S. economy so we can be competitive again in the world market. And this is what's really interesting, especially for someone that just kind of entered the so-called semi-retirement. You never know how much money's enough if we are going to go into a period similar to what we experienced between 1977 and 1981. And, you know, this is just my guess when I go back and look at stuff. So I'm kind of thinking that instead of raising interest rates, we're actually going to see another quantitative easing program that would totally surprise the market in here. Then that would actually be beneficial anyway to ag prices at the current levels. I'm not too sure it's beneficial longer term, because all we do is bid up the price of everything, and then we eventually have to have a correction. But that's the kind of way I would maybe look at the longer term cycle, at least today.
Dan Zwickers with Zwicker Consulting. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana.